608 today.
Some leaked emails certainly fueling the fire, if you will, on climate change debate raging on. Some scientists' emails that don't point toward all signs that lead toward a massive global warming. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you enjoyed your Thanksgiving holiday. Yet another holiday coming up at the tail end of the month. Merry Christmas to all of you, or Happy Hanukkah, whatever it is that you celebrate. Can you believe it? Here we are at the tail end of 2009, and we do appreciate so many of you staying with us here on America Tonight as we move forward into 2010. A lot of exciting things coming up on the show. Coming up on this jam-packed hour of ATN, boy, there's just so much to get to, and it includes, as I said, those emails, the emails that unfortunately have a lot of people furious at the UN, I'll explain. Also, more on the serial crashers. If you go to americatonight.net, I do a thing called the Blunder of the Day and put up things about various things that make no sense. That was one of them. It happened over the weekend, in case you missed it, the state dinner ruckus, and it's incredible. This couple snuck in to a state dinner. It makes you wonder about security, doesn't it? And the big one, of course, President Obama will address the nation on Tuesday and will effectively, apparently, outline some of the strategy as far as Afghanistan is concerned. This is touchy since a big chunk of us in the United States don't want to see this move forward. And then there's another chunk that support the war effort. The military has been informed of the war strategy, including plans to have at least one group of Marines in place by Christmas. Remember, part of President Obama getting elected was that he was going to pull troops out of certainly Iraq, but also to start to think about what was happening in Afghanistan as well. And there have been some anti-war protests over what's happening, and it's interesting. Obama is going to talk to us in the nation through, of course, that little box that we look at. And he'll be doing that speech at West Point, which was probably a smart thing, the one smart thing that they have done through this whole maneuvering of the 90-plus days. How many troops are going to be deployed? What's going to happen? How much money are we going to need for this war effort? And speaking of how much money we're going to need, since we know that the coffers are empty, there's not much money in the till, the Chinese, of course, hang that carrot over our head, which is called our debt, and we see where the deficit's at. I can't even pronounce all the zeros on it. It's just another zero, throw one on there. So certainly many of big chunk of the money is going toward Afghanistan and still even Iraq. So there's talk of a war tax. Here's Congressman John Larson on that.
Clearly, we have struggled mightily to make sure that we're paying for health care. We already know that we have in excess of $1 trillion in costs for Iraq and Afghanistan that are unpaid for. And so what this is a shared sacrifice act. And what we call upon is a 1% surtax that will be imposed starting, as you pointed out, December of 2010 going forward, and that the president can adjust this rate based on income for people earning in excess of $150,000 to pay for the cost of the war if that war cost should continue to grow. Currently, the cost is in Afghanistan is about $68 billion. Dollars. If we're going to pay for health care on an ongoing basis, if we're concerned about our future and the need for a shared sacrifice, then this is just simply a common sense approach. The only people we're asking to sacrifice in this war effort have been the men and women who serve our armed services and do so valiantly. They deserve the same kind of commitment here at home from citizens. During the Second World War, we had issued savings bonds. People went out and actually collected valuables so that they could distribute. There was a notion of a shared sacrifice. There's been no shared sacrifice since the Bush administration. We think that this is the right step forward in both making sure that Americans are participating in this and that we're not leaving this enormous debt on our children.
Well, listen, you know, Senator Carl Levin, he agrees with you in some.
All right, so there's a little slice of an interview with Congressman Larson. I want you to hear that. A 1% surtax, and that would be for 150, if you're making 150,000, I'm assuming that's combined income in a household. And you heard what he said there, that there's no, the men and women are making the sacrifice, but there is no, quotes, war effort on this front. And with the amount of money that we're spending, and we're talking about health care, you know, how much more can we give? We have nothing left to give. How would you feel about paying for this war? How would you feel about that 1% tax? See, here's the problem. I get nervous when I start to hear too many things about taxes because I am sure if health care reform goes through, the premiums are going to be higher. You are going to pay. Employers are going to pay. We're going to have a big problem on the money side and how to pay for it. I don't care what the numbers are that they're saying from the CBO. I think they're very, very misleading. I say it all the time. It's like a guesstimate. It's a shot in the dark. And I think they're way, way off the charts. An overhaul, without a doubt to me, would mean that all of us, Stu in Kentucky, Mark in New York, everybody else that's listening, Tom in Kansas, Tomas in Michigan, Donovan, our technical maestro, myself, all of us will pay for this. Now, if you have a pot of gold, you have extra money, you're working, you know, for somebody who's paying you a massive wage, and maybe you don't feel it, you wouldn't feel it. But for the middle class, more taxes are strangling us. And you can thank the whole stimulus thing and the health care reform packages that if they do go through somehow, which I don't think it will happen, but who knows, enough arms get twisted, maybe somehow magically the vote is there. And I still don't think it'll happen till the beginning of next year. But if you're not covered through your jobs, in other words, example is if you are somebody who is a contractor, somebody who's 1099, too, you will also get hit by this massively. And, of course, the main thing here is if you had to weigh, diapers, food, roof over the head, don't want to go without insurance but can't have it, well, you're going to get taxed anyway on that. You're going to get fined ultimately, not initially when it kicks in, but you will down the road. So what will the savings be that most American people will see? Is that reform? It's misleading when you say health care reform. Yes, if there are people without insurance, you're talking about insuring the people who don't have it. What about the people who are now going to not get the benefit of the reform? They're going to have to pay how much more for their coverage? This is scary, scary, scary stuff. Senate Republicans circulated a memo calling a report that just came out on these premiums a real blow to the claims that the bill would lower costs. And how can they not look into this? How can they not realize this? Talk to the doctors. Talk to the people out there who are supplying the insurance, and you certainly see what would happen with the individual plans. Oof. All right, you can throw in your 2 cents on any of the things that we're talking about. Would you be willing to pay 1% surtax if you're making $150,000? Or do you think other Americans should pay that surtax as part of a war effort? 800-259-5791.
Would you like some of Uncle Sam's money back? You may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM stimulus. That's right. If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, this message is vitally important. Please listen. Uncle Sam has authorized a government-backed program through the FHA called HECM or HECM. It is authorized under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. Senior homeowners 62 or older can apply for this increased stimulus program for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Right now, seniors are taking advantage of this program's benefits using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, or make home repairs. But the money is yours to use as you wish. To learn more and see how much heck of money you could qualify for, go to rmapply.com. The application is free. Visit rmapply.com or call for a no-obligation evaluation at 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carol Stove. CarolStove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. CarolStove.com is the largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With carolstove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at carolstove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with carolstove.com.
In upstate New York. Hey, Mark, happy holidays. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah, thank you. I did. You too, honey. You know, I try to sit down and not call you, you know. So let me just listen. But I'm almost finished with a book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. Have you ever read that?
I heard it's really good. It's funny that somebody actually told me about it over the weekend. They were talking about it. Tell us the gist of it.
Put it this way, I got it 2 days ago, and not that I'm a scholar or anything like that. I'm almost finished with the book. Between that and Creature from Jekyll Island, before we start paying for this war, these politicians might want to be just a little honest with us and say, we're still paying for World War II. When the World Bank pays to finance wars, it's not us, it's the World Bank that lends the money to the country to fight the war. Then we go in, we destroy the country. The World Bank is right there lending the country money, and it gets funneled right back to the World Bank as soon as they write the checks out, and the countries can't pay the money back to fix their infrastructure, and they end up owning the damn thing anyway.
I know.
It's sickening. The whole thing is sickening.
It is. I really agree.
But this book, if you read this book, it'll answer so many questions that you have. For years I've been telling people, ever since I was a kid, listen, there's an economical ethnic cleansing going on in this country. Most people looked at me like I had four heads, but only a couple people understood. They don't have to come after us with a gun, besides the fact we're going to kill ourselves, but financially. The same when Russia went into Georgia and destroyed Georgia, and we backed them up. I saw something on PBS the other night where they're going to bring them people all new electric, and they were showing the meters. And they said, oh, they're only $100 a piece. They can't even afford food. How are they going to afford the meter? Well,
right.
Because they'll get it credited to them, and when they can't pay, they'll shut it off. You
That's
take 100
right.
average people and put them in a room and say, how many people here were threatened to get their electric shut off in the last year, right here in this country or your state, whatever, half of them will raise their hand. And then say how many actually got shut off in the last year, half of them will raise their hand. So they promise these people things like electric and phones and to bring them up to date, and they really don't want it to begin with. And they end up, it's just an economical ethnic cleansing, the whole damn thing.
Yeah, so well said. You know what, that's what it is. All roads lead to the almighty dollar. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah,
the World Bank, absolutely. That's the problem. That's the problem with the Federal Reserve. I say that all the time. And printing money, you know this, Mark, like there's no tomorrow. We have no idea. The devaluation of the dollar is ridiculous. Exactly.
But it all gets funneled right back to the World Bank immediately.
That's right.
But get that book, Kate, and I tell you what, incredible, this guy here, John Perkins, incredible.
All right, John Perkins. We'll try to get him on the show.
That would be nice.
Confessions of an Economic Hitman?
Confessions of Economic Hitman. That's it, yep.
Okay. John
All right,
Perkins,
baby.
Got it. All right, thanks. Appreciate it. Appreciate the suggestion. Somebody else mentioned that to me, so obviously there is something to John Perkins' book. We'll find out more about that. It is true. That's why here on the show, as you know, if you listen, we try to present a broad spectrum of different kinds of guests. Like earlier, coming up, actually, in case you missed it, we've got an economic guy coming on who gives you some advice on what you can do, because Mark's right. How do you maneuver in this storm? It's not the gold watch anymore at the end of the rainbow unless you're really, really lucky. And how do you survive? And how do you survive on these fixed incomes with the taxation and the things that are happening and some of the trickery? I call it trickery because it is. And most people, I think now that when kids go into school, I'm talking even first grade, kindergarten, if you will, you got to start talking about how they're going to survive. How can they survive and thrive in whatever the economy will be by the time that generation gets through? And as much as, which I thought was awful when so many of the Tea Party people were blasted, if really a lot of people in the mainstream media understood the Tea Parties, a lot of the people that went to those protests, they were talking about that. They went with their children, were talking about, hey, I'm starting to realize what's happening here financially and what's going to get handed down to my kids and the generations after that. And it's scary. I worry for my 8-year-old nephew and what kind of a future he has because of the direction that we're headed in. So great suggestion there. All right, do you support sending more troops to Afghanistan, and would you pay for it? You know, with this proposal by one congressman to have the 1% surtax, basically, on the war efforts, you know, that there is no sacrifice from the American people other than those that are serving. So what better way to wake everybody up than to tax them and to help pay for the war? If you made 150, and that's combined if you're married, and I'm sure if you're single it would be probably 150, although who knows? Maybe that's actually a little bit less, although I thought that was the key number. I'm going to say that's going to be a mixed bag, too, on whether people would pay that or not, because we keep getting talked about all these taxes coming up pretty soon. Is it going to be, 62% tax on all of us? 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Now, in talking about Afghanistan and water cooler buzz, one of the biggest stories, certainly, which I think I could care less, but it's just too big to ignore, is this, and because I was in Orlando, is this crash, this Tiger Woods crash. I mean, the world's greatest golfer has canceled plans to go to a golf tournament in Southern California. I was talking to somebody today that I know from a big network who had sent me a note about, wow, we finally are getting a one-on-one with Tiger Woods because he's got this golf tournament going on in Southern California. And actually, they'd sent me the note before I went away. And the interview, I'm sure, is canceled now because of what's happened. He's basically in lockdown mode. There was this accident over the weekend, 2:30 in the morning on Friday. He lives in a gated community in Orlando. Hit a fire hydrant. The two passenger windows were bashed out by a golf club, and it's apparent that there was some kind of problem with his wife. There's allegations that he was fooling around with this New York cocktail waitress or whatever, hostess. And so the state troopers, after this accident happened with his Cadillac SUV striking the fire hydrant, then the tree, and actually going to the hospital, the highway patrol was called out, and they tried to question him three times about the wreck. And every time they have an interview, it gets canceled. So everything around him is getting canceled. But the Florida Highway Patrol, it's voluntary and optional. So he doesn't really have to do that. It just would have been made sense because he could have said what happened, cleared the whole thing up and all that other sort of stuff. So the question becomes, why isn't he talking? Well, on Sunday when I was in Orlando, one of the things that Woods did is he talked about his wife, Ellen, Ellen is really her name, and said that she was courageous when she saw that he was hurt and in trouble. She used a golf club to break out the rear window of the car, then pulled him from the SUV after she heard the accident from inside the house. But obviously that's not possible it can't be possible from the dynamics of the car. So here's what I say. We have Afghanistan going on. We have the economic woes that so many people are facing and a zillion other things, sad stories, like disgusting stories, like the four cops being shot, assassinated in cold blood in Seattle. But the number one story that everybody is clicking on and talking about is Tiger Woods. And, you know, I understand, you know, I'm the first person to rail on John Edwards and his hypocrisy. But in Tiger Woods' case, it's made it more curious because there are no details on anything, and it would have been smarter to just come out and say, you know, he hit the tree, hit the fire hydrant, hit the tree. It seems as though that there was probably something going on with the wife, and that's what's so curious, and that's why I think everybody has been sucked into this. But you know, he endorses things. People watch him play golf. He's, I guess I would call him a public figure in a way, right? As an athlete. So he can have privacy, but if he wants to be loved and famous and maybe even respected, then he has to cough up some explanations, I guess, and that's the upshot of it. 800-259-5791. Oh, yeah, there was a big game. Did anybody nail the score? Well, if you were listening last hour, we kind of blew that. Nobody nailed the score, but we did have some winners for the books. We'll tell you about that coming up here on America Tonight.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And SurvivalistSeeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever. 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Michael Staubach. Mike owns National Discount Coins, and he can help you safely invest in gold coins that will provide growth and stability during the most uncertain economic times. Please write this number down, 888-896-2069. Mike's been in the gold business since 1993 and worked for some of the country's largest gold coin dealers well before starting his own discount coin business back in 2006. He offers the lowest gold coin prices of any nationally advertising dealer, so give him a call right now at 888-896-2069. That number again, 888-896-2069. Call now. You won't be sorry.
So I thought I'd let it go a little bit. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America, tonight. Saints and the Patriots anticipated, nailed the score. A lot of people thought this was the game of the week, and it turned out to be a great game if you were a Saints fan, but not if you like the Patriots or if you like close action. The Saints actually walloped the Patriots, and they are perfect 11-0, 38-17. The final score there. Now, we didn't have anybody nail the score, but remember part of a special thing we were doing, close, you know, like horseshoes, I said you have to nail it exactly, and you do to get the great grand prize package. But six people do win a book on golf that's incredible. It's called Damage Control. I lost my train of thought because I was thinking about Tiger Woods there for a second and whether or not he had a brush with Dave Pelton. I think he did. He's a tennis coach. He's a golf instructor who worked with Phil Mickelson and a few other super famous people. But he has these great clinics all over the country, and somebody's going to get to go to one for free. Give it to somebody you know if you are not into golf and could care less. Same thing with this book, because it's a coffee table book. It's really, really nice. So here are the six people who get the coffee table book. Dave in Vermont, because you came the closest nailing the score. Dave in Vermont, Trey in Kentucky, Dr. E in Kentucky, Mark in New York, Chris, I should have told him there, Chris in Connecticut, and Jana in Iowa. Those people have won a copy of the book, so when you call in, we'll be able to get your vitals and have that book sent to you, and it's damage control. Do we have some applause for those winners? That's huge. We love giveaways. Yes, yes indeed. As I mentioned, the great thing about this is it would make a great gift for somebody, because they normally, I mean, you could go and get it at Barnes & Noble, but normally I don't think you would, right? Because you've got too many taxes that you have to pay. So in damage control, he talks about all the techniques to recover from trouble and avoid disasters and all that sort of stuff when you're out there golfing. And he is a top golf instructor. They say it'll help you eliminate up to 5 shots per round using some of his techniques. And you get a copy of that book. So pass it on to your father-in-law or your brother or whoever else if you don't pick up the sticks and play yourself. And like I said, speaking of picking up the sticks, I think that's probably what happened with Tiger Woods' wife. How crazy is that? All the questions that I said surrounding what happened there. But unfortunately, he doesn't want to talk about it, but now he's become more than fair game. And even the, because again, of I think avoiding just making a quick statement. Now they have released a statement, but it just came a little bit too late, I think. So the other woman involved in the affair part of this has lawyered up. And you know who the lawyer is? Gloria Allred. If there's a woman in trouble, she is right there. She's like an attack dog. She's in the photographs immediately, whoever it is. Remember, she was the one that the Scott Peterson girlfriend, she was connected to her at picking out who would be able to interview her and all that sort of stuff. And there have been a slew of notorious women that have come down the pike that she in some way has represented. And I'm thinking, why does this other woman need to lawyer up? She's just allegedly had an affair with Tiger Woods. So what's the scoop with that? I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. All right, so on back to nail the score and the game at hand on Monday night that was the Saints whipping up on the Patriots. Drew Brees had a great night. In fact, a record-setting night, and couldn't have been happier about the situation for his team. I tell you this all the time. Most of these guys, the Saints being 11-0, Drew Brees, and down the line, they want to win the Super Bowl, so they want to be able to go to the big game. I guess this is all the groundwork for them, and maybe it is finally the Saints' turn, because they have a terrific team. 5 touchdowns, incredible. Almost 375 yards for Drew Brees. Here's what he said after the game, along with Sean Payton, who's next, his coach, and then the losing coach, the Patriots' Bill Belichick.
Well, you called the Patriots a model franchise. What does it say about your team to beat them like this on this stage?
Well, I mean, that's what we're trying to be. We're trying to be that franchise, that organization, that team that year in and year out is competing for a championship. And, you know, we put together a special team, and we're excited about being here and being in this situation.
You threw 5 touchdowns against a Bill Belichick defense. What is that like?
We're just, we're hitting on all cylinders, executing in the run game, the pass game. The guys up front did a phenomenal job. Receivers made plays when they got in their hands, and we just had some opportunities tonight, and we cashed in.
If you want to look at the stats, really you could equate this to, for you, throwing a perfect game. How do you accomplish that?
It was far from perfect, trust me. You walk away from it, and you're always thinking about the ones that, you know, you let get away, the ones you missed. But it's a great win. We're going to enjoy it, kind of live in the moment here for a little bit, and then it's on to the next game, and they only get tougher.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Obviously a big win for us. Get to our 11th win. Thought we did a lot of good things well tonight. Thought we played a complimentary game. I thought defensively with the injuries, we really did a good job, especially with the depth at corner. Some new guys really stepped up and, you know, handled their role real well. That's a real good team we played. I think our players know that. And we got a lot of respect for what they've been able to accomplish and how they're made. So all in all, it's a good win. You know, we got a tough short week this week coming up. And, you know, the key will be just to get our legs back and get our guys ready and focused for next weekend. But a lot of good things, and it was a good win.
It wasn't as competitive as a game that as we hoped it would be or we needed it to be. They did a better job than us in every area. Sean, you know, did a great job with their team, did a lot better job than I did. They coached better, they played better. They were a better team tonight. We got to do a better job than we did, and you got to give them a lot of credit. That's a good football team, but that doesn't lessen the hurt any on our end. I think we got to do a better job than what we did tonight.
All right, obviously Belichick not happy with what's happening with his team, and of course there's the crunch to get to the playoffs, and this was a big miss for the Patriots, but huge for the Saints. Speaking of a big miss, here's a follow-up to somebody we threw in the dungeon. Serena Williams, if you remember, was somebody who called out a lines person at the U.S. Open. She was playing in a semifinal match against Kim Clijsters at the U.S. Open. Clijsters was beating her, but it was very tight. And with Serena Williams, she could always have come back in that match. She wasn't completely toast there. She's an 11-time Grand Slam singles champ, and she ended the 2009 season number one in the WTA rankings. So she did go on this bizarre tirade, though. It was an odd timing of a lineswoman calling a foot fault at the end of her semifinal match to Clijsters, but she screamed at her, pointed her finger at her, got a $10,000 fine from the U.S. Tennis Association in September. That's the maximum they can on site that they can penalize a tennis player that they can face. But because it happened at a Grand Slam tournament, she was also able to be fined even further. So she was fined $82,500 for that explosion. And if she has another major offense at any Grand Slam in the next 2 years, she could be suspended. In fact, they probably would suspend her. If she has that happen, the fine would be $175,000, and she would be barred from the U.S. Open for doing that. So you think of the 82, and that's a lot of money. I would faint on the floor if I had to pay $82,000 any kind of a fine. But for Serena Williams, she's got millions. And it was ridiculous what she did. I mean, I can't even use the words that she used to this lines person. So she was penalized a point for what happened because it happened on match point. It ended on that note. So what a sad way to end our U.S. Open. And she, you know, blew a gasket. She was not playing to her best. It looked like she was, like I said, she can always make that comeback and turn that corner. But when I think she realized she wasn't going to turn the corner, that freaked her out when she was right there on the doorstep of another final. But still, the words that she used and what she did to that lines person was wrong. So good for tennis that they're getting serious, just like they do in the NFL, and slapped her with a hefty fine. And we'll see if she blows up at any other Grand Slams. I'm thinking no. She released a statement that said, "I'm thankful we now have closure on this incident. We can move forward." This is becoming very popular with athletes and people in trouble. You have to have a spokesperson. They release a statement. She said, "I am in training and preparation for next season, and I continue to be grateful for all of the support from my fans and the tennis community." Odds and ends coming up on the flip side. We'll be right back.
the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Mixing it all up and shaking it up here on America Tonight. More odds and ends. Stretch drive time as we're headed for the finish line. Hoping all of you had a great Thanksgiving and are geared up for this week. It's so tough to come back when you have a couple of days off, a couple extra days off, and then swing into another week. I think it's kind of tough. It's kind of whiny to say that, but everywhere I've ever worked, whether it's in broadcasting or something else, most people are sluggish for a day or two when they get back. Dave in Vermont, hello, and congratulations. You were one of our winners.
Hey, Kate, how you doing?
You won the damage control book, so you didn't nail the score, but you came close enough that you at least were able to do that, which is terrific.
Pure luck.
That was a crazy game. I mean, you know, crazy in the sense that I thought the Patriots put up a little bit more.
Well, you know, I'm a Dallas fan, so it didn't really matter that game.
It didn't matter, but that's okay. So you're a Cowboy fan. Well, then you got to like where the Cowboys are because they're on top of the NFC East.
You get that right.
Oh, boy. I met lots of you guys in traveling around I think I've told this story before, with the Cowboys on the air. They're like rock stars. People either love the Cowboys or they hate them, but they've got fans, and you're a testament to that in New York and Vermont and all over the place. And I guess I didn't realize that. I thought it was more in Texas or Dallas based, but just like the Yankees have fans every place. Well, hey, Dave, congratulations. I'm glad that you called in so we can hear your voice, because you always send it to us via the email. Hang on, and Donovan's going to get your vitals, your address, so we know where we can send the book to.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. How about that? A Cowboy fan. Damage Control. So he wins one of the cool books. I hope. I should have asked him if he was a golfer, because if not, you can he could pass that along. And we were just talking about the Tiger Woods stuff, and I got a couple of emails speaking of that here. I'm going to read them off quickly, since we already did a little tiny email segment in an earlier hour. Here's one from Jack, and Jack says, Kate, I heard you talking about the Tiger Woods thing. It is huge. Everywhere I go, people are talking about Tiger Woods, Tiger Woods, Tiger Woods. Why doesn't he just talk to the media and get it over with? Even if he says, please respect my privacy, I'm fine, my wife's fine, it's a private matter, whatever, instead of a cold, calculated lawyer releasing it or something else, doesn't he want to preserve his image? Yeah, I wonder if it's going to hurt his image or not. I don't know, because golf is, I mean, it's an individual sport. You think of John Daly and all the stuff that happened with John Daly, and fans love him. He gets into shape. He gets really huge again. He's smoking on the golf course in between strokes. He had his own picadillos, problems with alcohol, etc. And people certainly embraced Daly, probably not the country clubbers at some of the stops along the way, but the average golfer embraced him. So with Tiger Woods, you could make an argument that he's the greatest of all time. You know, if it's about the game of golf, does it matter about his personal life? And I think I said this. I mean, it's who cares, really, except for that it's become intriguing since all this information, some misinformation came out. So it's made everybody curious on the heels of this whole mistress story. And I think it was Tomas who earlier called in and said, boy, we could sort of play this one up thing or play the dozens with who has a better Tiger Woods joke. Now, one of the earlier statements he did say is there have been false and unfounded and malicious rumors that are hurting my family. And they're absolutely false, and any assertions are absolutely false, because the National Enquirer alleged that Woods had been seeing a New York nightclub hostess, and they were recently together in Melbourne, Australia. He was there competing in the Australian Masters. I mean, I don't know. She's there, he's there in Australia. Does that make sense to anybody? Of course, there's going to be questions. And there's something about that whole deniability thing. He needs to talk to Roger Clemens about that. Granted, Clemens was a whole different thing and had to do with steroids, but look what happened to him. He was a beloved athlete, and then he hurt himself because he didn't speak out. He didn't tell anyone anything until it was just way, 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 way too late down the road. All right, I said this would be odds and ends, and there have been so many things that have happened in the last couple of days. Possibly, even if I talked as fast as I could like an auctioneer, everything in that I think is interesting and you would find interesting is worth discussing. Well, Afghanistan war strategy, we're finally going to get the scoop, the true scoop on that, I guess. True in the sense that what's coming out of the White House from the president's lips, he's going to address the nation tomorrow, so we'll see what the key points are. In the end game, America backing up the war, et cetera. I think you're going to hear a lot of that. Also, sadly, and I mentioned this before, this ex-con who unfortunately was released from prison assassinating four police officers not far from Seattle. Just so sad. You see their faces and they're young. They're barely in their 40s. Some of them not even 40 years old. And they were in a coffee shop, and they were just gunned down in cold blood. And this Maurice Clemens is on the loose. They've been getting all kinds of tips the police have about him. There's been a $125,000 reward that's been posted, and still they have not been able to find him. They've been through two different states. And he, to give you some background, he was allowed to walk the streets. He had a teenage crime spree, including rape, in Arkansas that got him a 108-year prison sentence. He was released early after then-Governor Mike Huckabee commuted his sentence. And what people are saying, some in law enforcement, is you look at the, what he's done, especially even recently, and he's somebody who should never have been on the streets. So what prompted him to assassinate the cops? Those innocent police officers who were just sitting there, you know, working at the beginning of their shifts, and that's what happened. They were gunned down. Now, he was hit apparently in the abdomen when he tried to get out. One of the officers who was dying was able to shoot at him and apparently get him, you know, hit him, like I said, in the abdomen, they believe. But, you know, this was near the University of Washington. They're saying that they've alerted students that there are unconfirmed reports that he might have gotten on a bus near the campus. And, you know, they're combing the coffee shop, trying to come up with any kind of clues that they can as to what could have possibly caused this. And I just hope they catch this guy. Wherever he is, I hope they catch him. Speaking of getting caught, what is the deal with these serial crashers? And apparently this couple has, this couple that showed up at the state dinner has done this in a couple of other different events. Here we go again. It's like this balloon boy nonsense. The crazy father, the Heaneys, the Heaney family, they couldn't get enough of being on the tube. What is going on in this country that people are just looking for these moments to be on a reality show that they do crazy things? So this couple crashes the first date dinner, and apparently they had communicated with a Pentagon official about going to the event, but the official says she didn't help them get in. In fact, it was the special assistant to the defense secretary who had to issue a statement saying she never said or implied she would get this couple into the White House dinner that was held on November 24th. They didn't have tickets. So how they got there, how they had access to anything. I mean, here she is shaking the president's hand and getting her picture taken with him. And it's a strange mystery. You can get that close to the president. You know, how safe? How safe is he? How safe is the security? What's going on with the Secret Service? They get into the secured event and they shake hands with him? So now you have a House committee, the House committee chairman, who asked that the couple and the Secret Service director have to testify at a hearing on Thursday as to what happened. That'll be, I don't know, a good rubbernecking event, but a friend of the couple says that they interpreted an email that they had with the defense secretary's special assistant as permission to attend this party. But it still goes back to, well, so what? If I showed up, my name wouldn't be on the list, would it? I mean, here you have all these other people from other parts of the world that are at this dinner, and you have this errant couple that decide that they're going to show up. Hey, there's even been a call for criminal charges to be brought against them, but the Secret Service hasn't decided yet whether to refer the case for criminal prosecution. Ooh. There's even a rumor that she wanted to be on one of those Real Housewives shows. I think the Housewives of New Jersey. Leave it to a couple from New Jersey to do that. All right, any thoughts? Do you know where to send them? Snail mail, baby. AmericaTonight.net.
My God, you are pure television. Stop it.